These RSO boys are cold, and you're listening to Monday Night Blah. What is it?
Monday Night Talk.
Oh.
On WATD.
In WATD.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk.
We want to thank Les Gossel and Gina Fava for being a guest last half hour. Of course, before that, Sheriff Joe McDonald and Josh Cutler. And our final guest of the evening, they've kind of been kind of just hanging out. And
they haven't just been hanging out.
I know, Joe. They've been entertaining you with pizza.
They have.
Yes. Anything that makes Joe happy makes me happy. But we're here to talk about more important things. First and foremost, we have Dr. Carl Kowalski joining us. He is a selectman, a chair of the Board of Selectmen in Whitman. Sir, how are you?
Very good, Kevin.
Nice. Talk right into that thing about an inch or two away.
Yes, okay, Kevin. Nice to see you, Kevin.
And we have Mr. Richard Rosen, local business guy, and he's also a sponsor of the show, Joe.
And, yes. And we might add Joe's favorite sponsor.
That's right. That's like the keynote.
Which is why I plied you with so many delicious McGuigan's Pub pizzas tonight.
Let's do a quiz. Okay. How long is the mahogany bar in McGuigan's Pub?
It's pretty long.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That was a good answer, Joe. 54 inches.
54
yeah. feet.
54 feet.
Okay. 54
yeah.
feet. That's just,
yeah. Anyways, reason why these two gentlemen are here is not to bring pizza, but to talk about a couple of unique things that are going to be happening. Now, we know that one event that has taken place for 19 years, coming up on 20 years, is Winterfest. What is Winterfest, Mr. Rosen?
Winterfest is a one-day celebration.
That almost was only for one day.
That was supposed to be one day. And this year will be our 20th year. It's a long story. Obviously, we don't have time because you didn't give us enough time tonight to tell the whole story.
He did say that he wanted like a whole hour.
So what we do is...
He was going to go through it year by year.
Can you believe that?
We would do that. By the numbers.
You should do that on cable TV or something.
I think I might have done that recently. We do... It's a one-day celebration where we close the center down to traffic. The whole center area, the park area, we have hay rides, trolley rides, rock climbing walls... pictures with Santa.
Basically take over the town.
We take over the town.
Whole downtown area.
Yeah, the whole downtown area. We have, I think I said trolley rides.
Yep.
We have face painting. We have ice sculpture people. We have wood carving people. We have clowns and balloons.
Santa.
And, we have, I think I might have said when you were eating a piece of pizza that we have pictures with Santa.
No, that was Joe. Oh, nice sorry. Try, though.
That would be McGuigan's pizza.
That would be McGuigan's pizza. We have a hot dog. Speaking of that, we have a hot dog eating contest. We have
you've changed it because you used to do a pie eating contest that got out of control one year.
The pie eating contest did get out of control one year. We had to end it for adults.
Yes,
we had gone 17 years.
I get the video.
We went 17 years without problems, and then we had a pie eating issue. So we have all the we have a number of choruses, and the high school comes up with the band. Mm-hmm. We end it every year with a parade.
Yep. Singing Which contest.
Last year we had Winterfest, the Winterfest Idol contest.
Did Kevin enter that contest?
No, but I did cover that. I covered that whole event.
And it ends with a parade, and what started as a fill-in one year is now also traditional. We end it with fireworks. So I think we're the only town around that does fireworks on the first Sunday of December. And we welcome Santa. We used to actually string lights across the center for many years until we were told by...
See, that's the part of the story that would have taken about 20 minutes to tell.
Yeah, so we're going to do it again this year without permission, and, I mean, we'll beg forgiveness later and see what happens.
You know, I'd be interested, in all the 20 years you've done this, have you ever had to do it in snow?
We have not only had to deal with little tiny, snowflakes, which is really cool. One year we actually had a blizzard, a true blizzard, where a couple hundred people showed up. They risked their lives and everybody else's showing up. We had to forego most of the entertainment. We did, thank goodness, we were able to, get them in town hall. And but there was one year we had a blizzard. One year we had 75-degree weather as well.
Oh.
So we've seen a gamut of weather.
I have to ask Dr. Carl Kowalski. I mean, I know you've been in town for, 30-something, 34 years, 35 years?
Yeah, 40. 41.
40, and he's still not a townie. I love it when he gets up during town meeting goes, I know I'm not a townie, but I've been here for a long time. Give me your thoughts.
I'm a newcomer.
A newcomer. Give us your thoughts on such a great event like Winterfest.
Oh, Winterfest has made the town. Richie's done an amazing job, he and his committee, the Winterfest committee, with making that first weekend in December a special thing. Brings people into Whitman and brings the Whitman people out. It's just a remarkable event.
Now, what's fantastic is I believe you just, did you just gain approval for the 20th year that we're ready to get things started?
We, December 1st, it's always the first Sunday in December. It used to be Saturday. It will be December 1st this year, and yes, we did get approval. And we will start meeting actually tomorrow evening.
Okay.
And we will put everything in place and go to it one more time.
And what's fantastic is while you were gaining, last week you were gaining approval for that particular event, news broke, and I know it wasn't necessarily news that the selectman chair, he was kind of already in on these meetings and knows about it, but you unveiled something else to the folks who pay attention to what goes on with town government.
Yeah, kind of an interesting thing happened a few years ago. Richie and I had exactly the same idea,
which is
kind of scary. You know, you could say great minds, but it's probably odd minds, which is more like it. But my wife and I, for a number of years, have been going down to Chatham for first night. They have a very nice first night in Chatham. They have a lot of musical venues, food. And at midnight, they top it off by dropping the cod, which means they take an aluminum fish with lead lights on it and drop it a foot per second while a clock marks down, and then they have fireworks. That's the end of the event. And so I'm there one evening, and I say, you know, we should have a first night. I said it to my wife. We should have a first night in Whitman. What could we drop? We should drop a cookie. We should drop a chocolate chip cookie. It was invented in Whitman. Richie and I ended up, Richie ran me down on the street. Now
almost.
You pick it up from there.
What happened was I had been thinking of the same thing for a period of time, but knew that if I had really mentioned it out loud to anybody, I was going to end up getting stuck doing the whole thing. So kind of resisted it for a while and ran into a mutual friend of ours. And I don't even know how it came up. And he said, you know, Kyle Kowalski's interested in having a first night and dropping a chocolate chip cookie. And my head kind of spun around. And I told this person that I had been thinking the same thing for quite some time. And literally almost ran Kyle down on Washington Street, Whitman Center. Jumped out of my car, grabbed him, and I said, Kyle. So we talked about it, and I said, you know what? I said, I think our Winterfest committee could do this. If you want to do it, let's go for it. With a stipulation, there really wasn't a stipulation, but I was thinking that what we needed was the backing of Nestle's. So Kyle and I picked a night to meet. It was in the end of January, and I called all the members of the Winterfest committee, and I said, we have a meeting on Tuesday night, whatever the date was, and I said, you really have to be there. And not one member asked why, and I wasn't telling them. And that's how it started. So we got them all in my house one night with Dr. Kowalski and his wife. And
they didn't know why I was there.
Yeah, they had no idea why he was there. And
you've got to be in trouble if Carl's here.
Yeah, and yeah,
we're closing it down.
I had the regular Winterfest committee, and I added the police chief, Dr. Kowalski, and
fire chief too.
The fire chief has been on the committee for some time.
Yeah, he's listening.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, we've gotten a text. He wanted to add to the adjective as to the two minds meeting, but
yeah, you need to stop texting and pay attention while we're talking.
No, I'm paying attention.
Yeah, right.
And Joe's over there munching down pizza.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
you know, the last time I was here, I had to do about 4 minutes because there was going to be dead air. These two were just eating pizza, and I was like, so I found out what real
radio
is. You tempt
us with pizza, great pizza. Do you expect us to
can't do it? So anyway, we had our meeting, and I announced to the Winterfest committee what I wanted to do, and they all looked at me like I was crazy. And the caveat was he's texting me now too. We needed the blessing of Nestle's. Mm. The thought was to drop, or I had to explain to someone the other day, lower a giant chocolate chip cookie in Whitman Center on New Year's Eve. Mm. And I had had a long time to think about
it. As opposed to raising a cookie?
Well, no, as opposed to literally dropping it. Like, someone thought that when we said drop the cookie, they thought that we meant, like, just, you know,
dropping
drop it.
And
drop
it. Like shatter, right?
Yeah, and I had to explain that that wasn't what we were doing.
It would be a foot per second, actually.
Yeah, it would be a foot per second. So, with a contact, we arranged a conference call with Nestle's, who owns, it's Nestle's Toll House Cookie, Nestle's Toll House Chocolate Chip Cookie, that was invented at the Toll House in Whitman, where I had my first job back in a long time ago. I started washing pots and pans, graduated to dishes, then moved up to salads. So
this almost reminds me of Louis Anderson in Coming to America. See, today I'm doing lettuce. Tomorrow it's fries.
It was very exciting. So anyway, we had a contact. They got me a conference call with Nestle's, who, by the way, has been absolutely wonderful to the town of Whitman.
The town. Yep.
I mean, when we did the my Winterfest committee did the playground a little over 10 years ago, we raised $125,000 in 8 months, and $50,000 of that came from Nestle's.
Oh wow!
So I mean, they have been wonderful to Whitman, as well as I know they've donated money to the Whitman Park. So anyway, I had a conference call for 35 minutes and told them what my idea was and wanted their blessing and support, and obviously didn't have it on the first 35 minutes, and it took some months of emails, some phone calls, us getting back to them, and finally they agreed to sponsor the entire event, which really is huge for us because I didn't have the time, the effort, the stomach to go out and try to raise money right after Winterfest, because we are still going to do Winterfest on December 1st. So Nestle's is on board. The cookie has already been fabricated, and it is really big. It was fabricated at Social Votech.
And it was actually fabricated by a townie.
Well, it was a townie that brought it to the attention of his David Menard, our local jeweler, was taking a welding class. I'm not sure what kind of jewelry you weld, but he was taking
big jewelry.
Yeah. So he was taking a welding class at Social Votech, mentioned it to the instructor, and lo and behold, we now have ourselves a big cookie.
75 inches. Right now it looks like a flying saucer, but it's going to look like a chocolate chip cookie.
And where was, and once again, do we mention where it was fabricated? What's local school?
South Shore Vocational Technical
School. Once again, he wasn't paying attention.
No, I'm paying attention, but I want to make sure that you get the word out there and read it.
Yeah, yeah, he recovers nicely, doesn't he? Right? Yeah.
South Shore Vocational.
Joe, eat some more pizza, Liam.
South Shore Vocational. The instructor actually took on the project, and it is almost complete. They started building it last year in class, and it's 75 inches around.
And there'll be lights inside of it.
What will look like cookies will be LED lights, and I guess the lights are going to pulsate, and it's going to be pretty cool.
Now, where does it actually drop from? Is there a location, or is it just going to be kind of itself, and there's a pole, and it'll lower, or where is that going to happen?
A crane.
We're having a crane.
Oh, okay.
Plaza McDonough.
75 feet.
Mm. Yeah. You know, the guy from Nestle's made a wise remark on the phone. I said we were going to drop it 60 feet, and he goes, why not 75? And I'm like, we'll drop it any height you want if you're paying for it. And that's when we found out that next year is the 75th anniversary of Nestle's. So
perfect.
Yeah, that's why he's at 75 feet, so we'll drop it a foot a second. And we've hired some musicians. We're still looking for another band and maybe a nice sculpture. And if the fire chief who was listening would cave, we're going to have a pyrotechnic show. And
you have to have pyrotechnics.
You have to have pyrotechnics. I mean,
New Year's Eve, come on.
Yeah, so
it'll be in the center of town.
Now, what do you think this will have? What effect on will Boston canceling their first night do you think have on yours? Are you hoping to attract local communities? Are you really hoping to keep this within Whitman?
No. Only people from Whitman can.
Of course, Joe.
Yeah, local communities. Whitman is one of those places that's kind of difficult to get to. So it'll probably be local people.
I mean, we've had crowds at Winterfest.
Talk about Irish Fest yesterday. How many people did you have at Irish
Fest? Yeah, at Irish Fest at McGuigan's Pub, that great pub in downtown Whitman.
Which we promoted.
We had 500 or 600 people yesterday afternoon just, you know, milling around. I suspect that we could have in excess of 10,000 people. We did Winterfest one year and had roughly 10,000 people. Wow. We've had 4,000 or 5,000 people. But I'm guessing that because of no first night in Boston, people that don't necessarily want to travel very far don't have to travel very far. They can walk to Whitman Center. I'm guessing that if the weather is halfway decent, it's going to be a huge turnout. I mean, the response that Kyle and I have gotten in the last week since we announced it at the selectmen's meeting has been unbelievable.
Well, why did you wait until, I mean, you guys have been working on this for a while now. Why did you wait so long? Was it a matter of making sure all the pieces were in place?
Good question. We did not want to announce this. This has been kept secret since January.
Under wraps.
Under wraps. Much better term. How, I have no idea, because there's a number of people involved. We did not want to get people excited about something that we couldn't produce. We couldn't pull off. Once Nestle's said, we will fund it, we're going for it. So right after they announced, we went to the Board of Selectmen and announced it publicly. And since then, I've been on another radio station. we're getting the word out now.
Joe, did you want to follow that up?
Well, what are some of the plans? You mentioned a few, but have you talked about some of the other activities that may be happening?
What time will festivities actually kick off?
Is that
cemented in yet, or are you still working out the details for that?
No, that actually is pretty much in cement. We're going to start. We're going to close the streets at 9 p.m. So I'll run from like 9 to 12:30. Joe, to answer your question, we're not sure exactly what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. We have a pretty good idea of some of the things, but it's still in flux.
And I would think that you're going to try to make sure that there's a difference between Winterfest, some of the activities you would normally do with Winterfest. There'll be probably a complete different set of things that you'll do.
It won't look anything like Winterfest.
Okay.
You know, Winterfest is an afternoon thing geared for the children.
That's a night thing.
And this is a night thing geared for the adults.
Wow.
Nice. I think it's a great idea. I mean, there's nothing that can really highlight and kind of show off a community than something like this. I mean, it's going to be, especially where you're tying Nestle's into it and having the cookie drop. That's a great idea.
I mean, you talk about good timing. As Kyle said, we've been thinking about this independently for some time.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, to get together this year, to do it this year, and lo and behold, it's Nestle's 75th anniversary. It really is like the frosting on the cake. It's just, you know, think about Whitman Center. Think about what you want about Whitman Center. It's a very thriving downtown area. Mm. The layout of the streets makes things that we do in the center absolutely perfect. And no other town around here does things like we do in Whitman. And certainly, you know, you'd have to get on the Cape for them to drop a fish.
A codfish. We have to be specific.
And where is the fish dropped? Now, because this is going to be...
Oyster Pond.
It's right into the water?
Well, no, it's just dropped down and
it's going to be
the ground.
Now, early indications are you're going to try to drop this into something that's going to look like milk. That's the idea, right?
It's an idea. We're not really sure.
I mean, the cookie's fabricated.
That's the weakest part of the whole plan.
Is it really?
Yes. Yeah.
We do have,
The fact that the cookie is going to be lowered a foot per second for 75 seconds is the major part of it, I think. It's the 75th anniversary of the Toll House cookie itself, invented in 1939.
Huh. There are some chinks in the cookie armor at the moment.
No.
So we'll figure them all out beforehand.
Hey, it's only September.
Yeah. It is only September. You still have
plenty of time.
Plenty of time. And this is going to be basically, are you going to look to kind of have it spread out like you do with Winterfest or just kind of concentrated in the downtown area?
No, just in the downtown area.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, we're just going to drop the cookie and
have some musical entertainment. Yeah.
Now, I have to ask, is usually when someone hears an idea like this, I mean, you've been working with a small group of people who have been coming up with ideas on your own. I'm sure you've heard some ideas from other folks going, hey, you should do this. Have you heard any ideas that you might add to it? Or you're like going, absolutely not.
I have people telling me what I should do all the time.
I know. Yeah, so you can take that cookie.
Yeah. Yeah. Take no. Yes, we, you know what you should do? Yeah, I know what I should do. It's we do have a lot of people suggest a lot.
But I mean, any ideas just off the top of your head that you can think of that people have already come to you since a week ago and they're like, oh.
Actually, yes, and I wasn't going to announce it until the meeting tomorrow night, but Busy Bee Jumpers from Whitman, a guy named Jim Coffey, provided us, and Kyle doesn't know this yet, has this huge projector. He wanted to do films in the park last summer like they do in Boston, and it never happened. But he volunteered to me Sunday morning when I told him what we were going to do. that we get a video made of the history of Whitman or the Toll House or the cookie or whatever.
Like a documentary.
And we can show it on the side of a building in Whitman Center. So, yes, that is one really, really good idea that we probably will embrace. And he's actually coming to my meeting tomorrow night to talk about that. So now you know what.
That's a really great idea.
I mean, we can take someone that has a lot more technological ability than me can put all these pictures together and.
Yeah, but this is the meeting tomorrow night is for Winterfest or for
well, now that we it's both.
Cat's out of the bag.
No, it's both. It's a we will now run on parallel tracks. We have to because
But any worry about that things might get convoluted or they might get mixed up.
No, New Year's Eve is kind of New Year's Eve.
Yeah, you know we've been. Remember this. We've been doing this 20 years now.
Radio's not a visual medium, but if you saw the face that Carl kind of made,
it's a good thing because they would have seen what went on in here a little while ago.
It's a good thing it's not a visual medium.
It's a good thing it's not a visual medium.
Now, how involved in the planning is Nestle going to get? Or are they really more involved in the kind of facilitating with money and stuff like that?
I had spoken to them at the beginning, and I said to them, why don't you, on the first 35-minute conference call, and they were probably saying, who's this nut on the phone?
Huh.
And I was trying to get as much from them as I could in terms of what did they want me to do.
Right.
And they said, no, you do whatever you want to do. The cookie, the whole bit. So.
Distracted a little bit?
Well, you know, the fire chief was concerned about the pyrotechnic issue in Whitman Center. Did you see on the news today the fire in Quincy Center?
Yes.
I happened to be with the fire chief at lunchtime when that was airing, and he took a picture of it to show to the committee tomorrow night because that is not what he wants to have happen in Whitman Center on New Year's Eve. So, anyway.
He's concerned.
Yeah, he's concerned. Nestle said, run with it. When the cookie was fabricated, and we actually got a picture of it recently, I sent it to Nestle's, and the guy emailed me back, and everybody in Nestle's in Ohio was going crazy over this cookie that was bigger than the guy standing next to. So, no, they really haven't. I don't know, as this gets closer, what involvement they may have, but I do suspect that there may be some, and we welcome it.
Not to kind of open the door or share anything that you may not want to, but when we were talking about the weakest part of this whole plan is the milk, I thought it was suggested that maybe you look into maybe a local dairy company to maybe be a sponsor. Is there anything on the forefront of that, or is that something that's still in the works?
No, I think we'll probably have a report tomorrow night from some committee members. They were going to try to contact H.P. Hood to try to get them involved in giving us a...
Maybe they could fabricate the cup.
Fabricate a cup or something with their stuff.
That would be
on
cool, though.
And that's actually what we're working on. Short of that, I have no idea what we're going to do.
Working on a website for this, for this event? Is there a website? I know there's a website for the Winterfest, right?
You know, I actually have the domain name for Whitman First Night. I think I do, but there's nothing on there, and I have to get someone to.
Under construction.
Yeah, it's under construction.
Carl, anything you want to kind of add into our conversation in regards to whether it's Winterfest or First Night? I mean, you got to be...
No, I'm looking forward to this. You know, it could be the start of something. It could be the last First Night. Or it could be the start of a series of First Nights that all has the lowering of a cookie as part of it. Whitman is... The way that Whitman is laid out, we're going to concentrate on the center of town right now. But there are buildings, churches around, for example, that could host musical venues like they do in some other First Nights.
I could see
it growing over the years if people like what is going to happen on on this New Year's Eve. It is New Year's Eve that we're doing it, isn't it, Richard?
I think it might be the 31st. Hey, what time are we going to do it at, by the way?
I was thinking maybe close to midnight.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Okay.
Or no, you can kick things off at 9 o'clock, like you said earlier, right?
Did you watch the Selectman's meeting when I made the announcement?
I did not. I was hanging out with a mouse and his girlfriend and a goofy dog.
We'll tell you about it.
Good for you.
It rained, didn't it? It rained while you were there.
Couple of times. Yeah, please don't remind me.
We'll tell you off.
First day I got off the plane, it was raining. I'm like, what is this?
Oh, no.
Do you know the significance of that frisbee?
The frisbee that says McGuigan's Bob on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what the significance is?
Please share with our listening audience.
We introduced that today in the pub that children's meals will now be served on that Frisbee, and the little kids get to take them home.
Wow. Oh, that's a great idea. I like this.
It's just, you know, we just...
Where does this come from?
I don't know. My brain just keeps working when I go to bed, and I wake up, and it's all right there.
I got a question. Do you guys make banana pepper pizza?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm okay.
Joe, if you ever go there someday, you can find out.
Tomorrow.
Banana pepper pizza.
It is.
But yes, banana peppers.
It is really the best.
Yeah, we have those things.
Like hot bananas peppers. And peppers.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, no. But it's got a kick. It's got a kick to it, and they are so good.
So, do you think that, you know, we'll have remote broadcast that night, New Year's Eve from downtown Whitman?
Oh, I don't know. I think what night is it? Is it Wednesday or Thursday? What night is it?
I believe it's a Tuesday.
Oh, you'll have to talk to the folks who do Almost Famous and Peter Black, who does the Worldwide World of Blues. That's the shows that are on Tuesday night. Too bad it wasn't a Monday night. I would have no problem. And I'm sure Stan wouldn't mind either.
Well, and
fine,
well, 6 or 7 years, it'll be Monday night. So,
yeah.
Kevin, so you and I could be the new Dick Clarks of Whitman and just go there and broadcast live.
Dick Clark, Ryan Seacrest, that's right.
I'm fine with that if you guys want to do that.
Seamless transition there.
Yeah.
Very nice. But I'm sure it will be taped by a local cable studio, so I'm sure that will happen anyway. So.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll dust off one of the guys over there and have them get down there and do it.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank both of you for being here and talking about Whitman's first night. And as more details start to take place or you confirm more things, we'll have you back on. You want to say anything in closing about McQuiggan's Pub? If they want to find out more about the menu, how to get a Frisbee, or this great pizza we had tonight, which we didn't even talk about.
I know. I was alluding to that.
Were you eating it while you were thinking about how to...
You were alluding to it, but you couldn't spit it out because your mouth was full.
With the great pizza.
I want to thank you guys for being here. I want to thank all of our guests. We will be back again next week. It's another Monday Night Talk in the Books. Up next, South Shore Live. Don't go anywhere. Stan and the gang will be right in.